We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, hello there, and welcome into another edition of the PHNX Feedback Podcast right on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, formerly known as the mayor of PHNX. This guy next to me, he's Mr. Electric.
Yeah, it's Sean DeVos. Yeah, that's good.
The comptroller. We're trying to figure it out. We're figuring names out.
Man of many names.
Yeah, man of many nicknames. But welcome on in to the PHNX D-back show. And of course, we have a big series starting today between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Atlanta Braves, which we are going to talk about.
Two best teams in baseball?
Two of the best teams in all of the National
League. Two best teams in the National League at the very
least. Yeah, but the one thing we're still high on is the Diamondbacks' first four-game sweep of the Rockies. And it is their first... It is their first four-game sweep of the Rockies since 2002. What were you doing in 2002, Sean DeVos?
I was 4 years old, maybe three, depending on the time of the year. Actually, I would have been three at this time in 2002. I believe I would have, around this time, been going to my first ever concert.
Which was?
NSYNC and Britney Spears.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was...
That's why he's Mr. Electric.
Yeah, I mean...
Four years old.
I don't know what... yeah, that's all I could do. And then I was also... if I wasn't doing that, I was probably modeling. I was a baby model.
Modeled for
Fisher Price and some local children's clothing thing. I was a cute-ass baby.
That's really...
I got real ugly there for a while, but I'm back. I'm cute again.
Yeah. Well, it's ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
You remind me of when my wife was a baby. There is this story her parents tell that Paul McCartney apparently thought she was so cute on a plane that he like paraded her up and down the aisles, showing her off to other people, which is very strange, but also kind of awesome.
I mean, I can't imagine just being like, "Hi, I'm Paul McCartney. Can I take your baby?"
Yeah.
And then just being like, "That's Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
I guess I have
it's
to say
one
yes."
One of the original. You're a Beatle, so yes.
Like, here, honestly, I don't know. If I had a child and Paul McCartney was like, "Can I have your kid?"
Yeah.
I don't think I would ask any questions. I'd just be like, "Yeah." I mean, I wouldn't think that he was kidnapping it, but if it did, I'd be like, "Well, I guess I gave it to Paul McCartney."
That's like, an awesome story. Yeah. Like, where's your baby? Well, funny story. Paul McCartney has it now. I'll tell you this much, though. I very much remember what I was doing. I was with my wife in 2002. That is how old I am, but Jesus Christ. Here are the lineups from that game, by the way. Let's take a look at what the lineups look like for that game on that day. A lot of very legendary Diamondbacks names in that lineup right there.
There's some pretty big Rockies names, too. I love that Juan Uribe down batting eight. Obviously, Todd Helton, Juan Pierre, Gabe Kapler.
Oh,
Gabe,
yeah.
Kapler.
Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler. You want to talk about
how many
to the
managers
list.
Are on here?
Add it to the list, Damon, international sex symbol, Gabe Kapler.
Correct.
I also called someone else an international sex symbol earlier. I don't remember who it was. So
can't forget that kind of thing.
Julio Rodriguez is also an international sex symbol.
Okay.
Add him to the list.
He has many lists that he keeps.
Yes. He's keeping the sex symbol list. I'm keeping my list of personal enemies.
Personal enemies, yes. Right. Yeah. That's still that Antonelli's cheese shop up at number one.
Yeah.
Anyway, the star of this series and the star, more importantly, of Game 4 was Corbin Carroll, who was just 2 years old.
Well, I thought you were going to say, oh, he was the star of that game?
No,
oh.
He was the star. Yeah, he was not the star of that game. No, he was only 2 years old. That game. I'm sure Corbin Carroll was the star everywhere he went.
But he's the star of some T-ball game at that point.
I think it's funny because it does show, I mean, the Diamondbacks play the Rockies a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure they play the Rockies a lot in four-game series. Yeah. Like, it's not that uncommon. So that's a long time to not have a sweep over a rival like that.
It is, yeah. And, I mean, again, it's a four-game series and it's a sweep. So, like, it's probably not as terrible as it seems on its face, right? Like, you don't get a whole lot of opportunities to sweep teams in a four-game series. And this is Major League Baseball. You're playing a team four straight times. It's hard to beat a team four straight times. So, I mean, it's not surprising that it's been a while, but that's over two decades.
Yeah.
Over. They're defending World Series champions when this happens. Right. Like, that's so crazy.
That span of time is old enough to drink now. You know what I mean?
Celebrating its 21st. Happy birthday. Right.
Happy birthday. But, yeah, I mean, we talked about it before this series, and we actually said it was unlikely being a four-game series. But we thought that it really could be a great way for the Diamondbacks to end the month of May and kind of get that nice jump start. And the sweep really has made the Diamondbacks a bit of the talk of the town, if you will, or talk of baseball. There's a lot of people now saying that the Diamondbacks are the biggest surprise of the year. But I feel like they want to be more than just a surprise, right? They want to be taken legitimately as a contender. And as we kind of touched on yesterday, that's why this series with the Atlanta Braves that starts tonight is so important for the Diamondbacks. I have to ask, though, is it a must-win series? Would you categorize it as that? No. I mean, it's a regular season
series.
Yeah,
but so. I feel what you mean. Like, but no, I mean, this is the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
I would have to venture they're the favorite, if not the second favorite, to win the World Series right now. I haven't looked recently, but like, that's a really good team. I do think if you get swept, that's probably pretty bad, right? Like, you need to show that you can compete with these teams.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like I was saying on the postgame show yesterday, like, you give me one in this series, and I mentioned the Tampa Bay series at the end of the month. If you give me one in each of those series, I will take that.
That's good at the very least. Right,
especially when you consider who the pitchers specifically in this series. Like, you look at tomorrow, Spencer Strider versus Ryan Nelson, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's the one matchup that's going to be pretty difficult for them.
It's going to be pretty hard to sit here and honestly predict that the D-backs are going to win that game.
Yeah, right.
So then it's two games against the best team in the National League, probably, and you got to take one of them, I think, and I'll be more than happy with that. But a must-win series, I don't think you need to take two off of the Braves in this situation.
The one thing that Jesse said yesterday's show, and the thing I agree with in regards to that, is the fact that this is a team now that is trying to move out of that, hey, they're a surprise kind of, you know, they want to move into a mode of
it's definitely a must-win series if that's what you're trying to accomplish this weekend. Then you have to win in order for well, I don't know, do you think they have to win the series in order, or do you think if they take one in a competitive in another and maybe they get blown out in a third, whatever, you
like
think
you're
that's
just,
good enough?
Yeah, like if they're competitive in the series, I guess, but things change really fast with this team, and that's the one thing is we've seen them go on a three-game losing streak, and it felt like the sky was falling, right?
Yeah.
So it's like it is just a regular series season, but it feels like the two teams are going in different directions right now. Like you said, the way the Braves struggled with the Oakland A's,
oh my God,
it just feels like the right time for them to, you know, for the Diamondbacks to take advantage of that and kind of jump on them. And I'm sure the Braves are a bit embarrassed, even though, again,
100%.
This is baseball. You can lose a series to any team, especially on the road, no matter how good or bad they are. But I do feel like this is important, if anything else.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it maybe a must-win, but I think it's important because the Diamondbacks have both Gallen and Merrill Kelly going in the series. It feels like things are very much in their favor in regards to that with how those two guys have been pitching.
And I know we were kind of like we wanted the Strider-Gallen matchup, but realistically speaking, like, that's a tough one to win regardless of who's on like if it's Gallen.
Yeah.
Now you've got your two best pitchers facing weaker opponents. Hopefully you can take those two wins.
That's a good point.
And maybe you get lucky in the Strider start, but even if you lose that and you manage to win with your top two guys in the rotation, then you win that series, and that's massive. I'm curious, I wonder, because that Braves series was in Oakland, correct?
Was it in Oakland? It was in Oakland,
like, when you're a team that's this good, as the Braves are, and at this point this popular, and I'm not going to say sells out games, but their games are popping. They're loud, and you go to a place like Oakland. And honestly, in a lot of situations like Chase Field, where it feels like you're practicing or it's a scrimmage, it's probably harder for some of those guys, especially with how emotional and energetic this Braves team can be.
Yeah.
to really get going in a situation like that. And obviously, this is in Oakland, but Chase Field's not always most lost.
It's as close to playing during the pandemic again as you can possibly get. And like, that's an interesting theory that it might actually be like a real
almost a home field advantage,
right? Like they say sometimes Colorado can have due to the elevation and other things, right? But I don't know. I will say that the Diamondbacks really are in a good position to win this series. And I think the one thing I wanted to see that I didn't emphasize enough yesterday is like, I want to see Lovallo come out with his best lineup.
Yes,
I don't want to see, you know, no offense to him, I don't really want to see Jose Herrera in any of these three games. I
want to see Christian Walker at first base in all of these games.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And I don't want to see
Perdomo start all three.
I agree. There's certain guys I don't want to. Sorry, I don't want to see Nick Amon in the series. And then, like you said, I don't want to see Herrera in the series.
And it's really
don't want to see Pavin in the series.
It's not a knock to those guys, right? It's just really what I would like to see is they're the guys that are playing the best baseball out there, right there, right?
Like, 100%.
And I know Torrey's still going to play the matchups, and he's still going to do what he does because it's still a regular series season, and you don't really change, you know, how you're managing it. But I feel like it's very important, and it really could change.
It's definitely because I feel like there's been points in the season, and I forget who it was. I think it was Fott's first start where it kind of felt like if this had been any other situation, the pitcher was coming out, but he's leaving him in because like, oh, you want to get this kid his win, this first career start or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes he coaches almost a little more or manages almost a little more emotionally than he does with his brain at times, which I don't have a problem with. Like I appreciate a manager in that situation who wants to give this kid that opportunity.
Yeah.
But you can't afford to do that against a team like the Braves.
And I think it does make him second guess himself later. Like, you know, he talked about taking Gallen out too early in that loss, where Gallen really hadn't given up a run yet, but he left two runners on and the bullpen gives up those two runs and they get charged to Gallen, right? Like he said he regretted taking Gallen out. He wished he would have let him just try to finish the inning, right? So like he still changes as the season goes on.
But it's better if you're doing this experimentation and learning now than like Aaron Boone likes to do in the playoffs.
There you go. Let's take a look at these probables right now for the Diamondbacks and the Braves in this series. Because, again, like we said, I like your theory there of if Gallen was going up against Strider, that would be a fantastic marquee matchup as far as like the two aces on these two teams. But
that's Gallen's best competition in this series.
Right.
So best chance for him to lose that game.
I would like Gallen to have an opportunity to win, and I would much rather take two out of three here and have our two best pitchers going in this series against their ace, and then sacrifice that one win or that one game in the middle. But I also think that that game could be very interesting because I think Ryan Nelson could have a very short leash.
Yeah.
I think we could see Dre Jameson come in should Nelson struggle. And Jameson could get a substantial amount of that. Nelson could be relegated to a degree to kind of like an opener role, right?
Yeah.
But, man, after what we saw out of Tommy Henry, I'm feeling very good about Tommy Henry remaining as part of this starting lineup in his last two starts. And I'm feeling pretty good about Zach Davies as well, the more he works his way towards being, you know, 100%. So Ryan Nelson has a lot to prove, and I think – This is as tough of a matchup as you can possibly get right now in the National League. So it's time to shine. And we have seen Nelson do that also. So hopefully he can come out and you know, kind of live up to the competition or you know, raise his game up.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this is a series the Diamondbacks very much have an opportunity to win.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, the Braves have not been playing their best baseball. Spencer Strider specifically hasn't been playing his best baseball. So I do think this, if there was a time to play this team, it is right now.
Is there ever a time where I will think of the name Marcelo Ozuna and not think of the trade that the St. Louis Cardinals made to give up two of the best pitchers in baseball? Right.
It is crazy how a franchise that's considered like being one of the best well-run franchises in the league is just like has made some of the worst trades ever.
That's a big blemish. That's a big blemish.
Like, with some of the worst trades possible.
Yeah. Ozzie Albies also playing some incredible baseball. Ronald Acuna Jr. still a threat. He's so the Diamondbacks have lots of guys to worry about when it comes to the Braves lineup. But
yeah, I mean, it's probably the best hitting team in baseball. One of the best hitting teams in baseball.
Yeah.
But again, you have your two best pitchers in the series. So again, in a lot of ways, if there is a time to play this team, it's right now.
Are you throwing an octopus on a game?
I might. I'll find Max. I'll let him build the octopus because he hit yesterday, and I'll just tail.
There
him.
You go. Yeah, just tail.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. When you have friends that bet here at BetMGM, that's the exact kind of thing you could do, or you can venture out on your own. Regardless, you can do it on the BetMGM app. And we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make our picks. We'll have special offers for our listeners each week. But, of course, we are here right now at the BetMGM Sportsbook. Beautiful location here at State Farm Stadium.
Amazing food.
Amazing food. I haven't had my food yet.
Yeah, I was eating burrito before.
Oh, I can't wait.
I was just Cuban.
Yeah. Oh, that's unreal. That's what the bartender told me.
Yeah,
so I think that's what I'm locked in for. But you should join us. We'll be here all day. We're going to be doing the cornhole thing later tonight. It is our knockout night's cornhole league day. So this is where we'll be. It's absolutely free. We'll have food and beverage specials, giveaways, BetMGM prizes. They're itching to give you guys bonus bets and things on your account. So make sure to sign up for a BetMGM account. If you haven't done so already, you can use our bonus code of PHNX. There's a few different offers depending on where you live, but if you're coming down here, you're here in the Arizona area, you will get up to $100 in bonus bets on your first wager with BetMGM. Again, make sure you use bonus code PHNX. You can check out the show notes for full details. And now, even though he's just behind me, Shane is going to magically throw his voice and you can listen to him talk about the disclaimer.
Disclaimer, 21 plus to wager. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. U.S. promotional offers not available in Washington, D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Colorado, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona, 1-800-522-4700, Kansas, Nevada, 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts, 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan.
And don't miss out, by the way, on the BetMGM app. Every Saturday and Wednesday, you can claim your bonus bet on the house. Fans will automatically receive a bonus bet upon logging into their account. Bets expire after 72 hours, so don't wait. And bonus bets can only be used on any sport wagers. Have you hit on any bonus bets that you've gotten from that particular promotion?
I did the other day. What was it? I forget what. I think it might have been the other day I placed a free bet on the D-backs -1.5, and it hit. I forget which game exactly it was. But, yeah, I've been cleaning up on BetMGM recently.
Yeah, clean up on the Diamondbacks, you know. And if you're here right now on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel, we thank you guys so much for being here. You should be here with us at the Sportsbook. But if you can't be, we thank you for being here live. If you haven't subscribed to the channel already, do so. Sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss when any of our other shows go live. Leave us a thumbs up. It's Sean's favorite thing in the world. If you're listening on your favorite audio podcasting app, please subscribe to us there. Leave us a review. We always appreciate the feedback. And again, I'm very excited to be joined by this guy. We're you know, Jesse already a bit. Like, Jesse was like, crazy. Oh, you have another co-host?
Hey, by the way, I'm not going to be here Monday.
This didn't really work out in my favor.
Or Tuesday.
What the hell?
I'm going home this weekend.
This is not how new jobs work.
It actually is because when I started here, I immediately went to Disneyland. Like, I did my first day of training, and then I went to Disneyland. So that's kind of how we rock.
That's
how we rock.
That's kind of awesome.
Or maybe it's how I rock.
That's a legitimate. That's a good decision. unlike the decision Diamond Sports Group made to acquire the regional sports network rights for several sports teams, not just baseball, all sorts of other sports. But we know how messy this has gotten. We know how we've discussed this a whole bunch. And again, yesterday, the ruling finally came down from Judge Chris Lopez after 48 hours of arguments and meeting, I guess you could say. And Judge Lopez ruled Diamond Sports Group will need to pay 100% of the contract rate to MLB teams, including your Arizona Diamondbacks. Things got a little nasty, to say the least. Like, one interesting thing that came up from this is Diamond Sports Group only owns the direct-to-consumer rights for 5 MLB teams.
Okay.
And that's how they kind of launched their Bally Sports Plus app. But they did not have the direct-to-consumer rights for the rest of the regional sports teams that they had. So there was quite a bit of argument, and that's kind of a big thing that they were trying to argue in this whole thing, was that basically cord-cutting and people canceling DirecTV and other options has led them to a substantial loss of subscribers, and they don't have those direct-to-consumer rights for all the teams for them to make up and switch everybody over to like a streaming option, right? And excuse me, I choke because the conversation was kind of wild.
It
was
very. I would have done anything to be a fly on the wall in this room.
It was like two like mafia bosses going at
literally,
it, and like what the conversation
you come
would
to
be
me
like
on the day of my daughter's wedding, asking for a favor,
asking for direct to consumer rights,
direct to consumer rights.
So basically, what Rob Manfred testified during this hearing that the chairman of Sinclair which is David Smith attempted to kind of strong arm MLB into acquiring the direct to consumer rights for the remaining regional sports networks by threatening bankruptcy, right? Which we've seen, that's exactly what they did. They've gone to bankruptcy. So again, they only had the rights for certain teams. Rob Manfred's response, kind of wild.
This is so good.
He said his response to Smith was, well, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people want things they're not going to get, and you're not going to get these rights, right? So then Manfred testified in court that this is what the response was. As you see on the screen, it says, Sinclair chairman David Smith's response. He said, so let me tell you what's going to happen, he says. I put $2 billion into the purchase of these RSNs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep this going long enough until I get my $2 billion out, okay? And then I'm going to go start squeezing your clubs. I love that, squeezing your clubs. I'm going to start squeezing your clubs to take the rights fees down, okay, in order to make sure that I stay profitable in the RSN business. And if they don't agree to that, I'm going to put the entity into bankruptcy, and then I'm going to selectively reject contracts. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Like, you get it? You feel? You follow it so far. You understand where I'm at?
Oh, my God. And I love, like, the terminology, I'm going to squeeze your clubs. Yeah. Like,
and it's just like, I am going to bankrupt this company if you don't give me what I
want. I will drive this car off a cliff. We don't agree to something right now, right? Like, it's so fucking wild.
Trying to strong arm each other. I mean, first off, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but if you know anything about how, like, Sinclair operates, not a fan of that company.
No, not at all. I'm a Ring of Honor fan, and they owned Ring of Honor at one point. But also, they like, when you start getting out facts of this, and again, this is just my perspective, they were very stupid in their acquisition of these rights, right? A big part of it was they had to acquire them from Fox Sports, and there was kind of a bidding war, and they could have factored in these other options. They could have factored in clauses that said, should, you know, subscriber rates drop, you know, that we're going to go ahead and pay the clubs less money. That probably would have got them out of the running for getting the regional sports networks rights anyway. And to be honest, in the long run, probably would have kept them out of trouble. But they didn't do that. They basically took on the exact same contract that Fox Sports had, which was like 13 years old at the time and is like 25 or plus years old now. Like, it's wild how little they actually tried to, like, update this stuff in order to include things like streaming rights and the potential of cord cutting. That wasn't new information. That's not something that just came out of nowhere. People, you know, analysts were you know, kind of saying that was going to happen. And it's, you know,
I mean, you didn't even have to be an analyst. Come on now.
That's what I said yesterday. Like, I was like, we all fucking knew that.
Had cable in like a decade.
Right.
And I'm 24 years old. Right. Like, what are we, like, we knew that this was how this was going. And obviously, you know, I don't think you could have expected necessarily maybe the extent to which, but you knew that this was, and pretty quickly, the direction this was all moving. You knew people were cutting cords.
Right.
And if you didn't know that, then, you know, you got yourself into the situation, which I guess it was what happened. They somehow did not know that was how this was going.
I love that MLB just called their bluff, though. And they were like, oh, you're going to file for bankruptcy? Go ahead.
Go for it.
And in the long run, here we are back essentially at the beginning, where they still owe now the full amount. And should they not be able to pay it, those rights will immediately revert back to MLB, just like we saw with the Padres, right? So that's where we're at for the Diamondbacks now. They were, in fact, one of the biggest losses for DSG. And as we know, that should be no surprise with all the urine catheter commercials on Bally Sports. But they owe Arizona Diamondbacks $61.2 million this season with an annual increase of 3% annually. So every year it goes up 3% for the remainder of the contract. Now, MLB, if they do take over, they would pay the Diamondbacks up to 80% of that $61 million, but that is just for this year. So then the Diamondbacks do lose out for that revenue going forward, and they would have to try to find some other option, or MLB would have to come to some sort of agreement to pay for. I don't know how that would happen, but I still very much believe that MLB wants to own all of the regional sports network rights that they can have for their teams. Right?
Which makes sense. I would be tired of this. Like, because at the end of the day, Bally's and I'm not really Diamond Sports Group is messing with Major League Baseball's brand. Like, this is not a good look for the league either. And Manfred is fully aware of that. The league's fully aware of that. So, like, Yeah, not only do they want to control it, but I'm sure they just kind of want this shit over with.
Speaking of brand, imagine being Bally's Corp.
Dude, yeah, I know. That is...
They paid Sinclair.
You weren't even a part of this, and you were like, I need in. Yeah, I need in.
I'm going to give you money to put my B on your stuff, and like now your reputation is tarnished because people don't know the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all I know is that I wouldn't trust Bally's to run shit anymore at this point.
Yeah,
I'm not going to their casino.
Exactly.
I'm not pulling up their app.
Are probably rigged. They can't even run a TV network.
But, yeah, we brought up the Padres games. Padres games were immediately available.
This is crazy.
Immediately available to 3.264 million households. That is a 189% increase per a Forbes article.
Think that's going to help grow the game at all?
Yeah, I would think that. Yeah, having almost double of the amount of people being able to watch your game. And honestly, the Padres are one of those teams that are fun and exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that live places where they don't have a baseball team, and they've probably kind of jumped on the Padres bandwagon. And like that's great for them. It's great for baseball. It's great for everything, right? But I mean, it's really interesting because again, it feels like MLB is just kind of a vulture now, circling the situation and waiting for DSG to not be able to make their payment.
As am I.
What does this mean right now for the Diamondbacks? Well, the Diamondbacks remain on Bally Sports essentially until that happens. So right now, Diamond Sports Group is expected to continue broadcasting games and continue making their payments. And should either of those things not happen, I believe this judgment would conclude that MLB could immediately take back the rights to any of those teams that they don't make a payment for or produce a baseball game for.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see because, I mean, the Suns people know more about it. But, like, obviously the Suns had their whole situation where they – had created their, like, they had already had a thing set up with
Arizona family.
And obviously the judges voided that because Bally still had a contract with them and Bally still had the rights and the right to negotiate, all that kind of stuff. But if they pay and then this falls apart, there's already kind of a little bit of a blueprint as far as what the Suns plan on doing. So maybe the Diamondbacks try to go that way. But
Padres were available everywhere.
Yeah.
They were available DirecTV. They were available on Cox. They were available everywhere. So it's like not only were they more widely available like on streaming, but they were still available on Fubo TV, one of our partners, and they were available everywhere that you can, you know, basically pay for. And from the looks of it, it sounds like everybody that subscribes to those networks, just like now, where you could log into the Bally Sports app with your service provider, you can watch those games.
And I believe in the article they also mentioned that there was like discounted prices for MLB TV.
Correct, for the rest of the season
people
and stuff
in
like that.
The San Diego market. So you'd have to assume, and the first week of that was free.
Yeah.
So you'd have to assume that they would probably try and do something similar if they end up in the same situation with the D-backs.
Well, and I mean, that's the big thing is that as much as it seems like MLB isn't ready to take on this responsibility, they absolutely are.
Yeah,
and I mean,
100%.
We don't know the legality of like the equipment and stuff in the stadium, but that might all be owned technically by the team and not.
Well, yeah, I mean, we heard after the Padres game that immediately there was higher quality and more
angles and stuff.
And
so
it was an MLB network broadcast, like the graphics package and stuff like that. So what you essentially were getting was a national TV broadcast on local TV. And so you'll probably get even a better product in that regard too.
Moshe Bear's here to troll us in the chat. He says, I think it means for the D-backs that no matter who broadcasts their games, they will still finish behind the Dodgers. Yeah.
We'll see about that.
We'll see you in August. But until then, we have plenty of series between now and then. If you want to take a road trip out to watch some baseball, that's never a terrible idea. But on the way, you should fill up at Circle K. That way, first, you get to see my wonderful face on the little gas pump. But you also get to see all the wonderful things they have, including the best coffee, beer and snack selection, and premium gas. You can stock up at Circle K, America's Thirst Stop. And, of course, I have talked about this with Jesse, and Jesse completely agrees with me, but I know you can confirm how good the Circle K-branded snacks actually are.
Oh, my God.
And how many people who have not tried them need to bypass the expensive cost of the look-alike next to it and grab the Circle K.
I haven't – they're candy for, like, off-rip. The gummy candy is
just
better than any. It's like actually gummy.
It's absolutely
like Haribo. Better. I'm sorry, name names. But Haribo gummy bears are way too firm. They're way too firm for me.
We are going to have beef with many companies of you. I swear to God.
I've been good about it. I've been better recently. I didn't name names of the one illegal Pete's knockoff. that we were talking about on the watch along yesterday. I didn't name their name.
I have to check under my car every time I get in it because of Antonelli's cheese shop. Now you're gonna have
Antonelli's won't mess with me. They know better.
All right. Well, you're not wrong though. Hot chips, yeah. Really hot. Through Circle K.
But yeah, the gummy snacks there are better.
Gummy snacks.
They're gummy. They're gummier. They're soft.
I also think their beef jerky is better than the other options available.
I will say their meat sticks.
The meat sticks. That's what I'm talking about.
Snap into a meat stick. Snap into a Circle K brand meat stick.
Can we say that legally? I don't know.
I can.
Snap into a meat stick.
Snap into a meat stick.
All right, but they got their iced coffee for just $1.89. And of course, my energy drinks, Red Bull's 3 for $8, Monster's 3 for $6. So make sure you're not missing out on all this great stuff. Right now, you can text PHNX to 31310 to join their SMS subscriber club, and you will get a buy one, get one free offer on a 32-ounce Polar Pop. Do as Tiny Derek says. Go inside, get yourself a Polar Pop, and enjoy. Head to CircleK.com/store-locator to find Circle K's near you. And while you're there, grab yourself some Four Peaks beer or get your Four Peaks wherever you get your beer at. Of course, we are here at the BetMGM Sportsbook by State Farm Stadium. They have plenty of wonderful Four Peaks on tap. So come down, join us. Sports aren't the same without a Four Peaks in hand, so make sure to get some Four Peaks. We'll be watching the Diamondbacks game later, so make sure to join us. If you want to watch a Diamondbacks game in person, you can enter their Four Peaks, Four Seats promotion, where one lucky winner will get four seats to an upcoming Diamondbacks game, and you'll also get some D-Bucks, so you can grab some of this wonderful beer, some food, and enjoy a baseball game. Enter by going to @FourPeaksBrew on Instagram. The link is in the bio. And, of course, Wowie, my favorite beer. Big time Wowie guy.
Same.
Check out @FourPeaksBrew at Four Peaks Pub to keep up with the latest at Arizona's hometown brewery. Must be 21 or older to drink Four Peaks. Please drink responsibly. Today is a very important day.
Yeah.
We talked about how much we love Major League Baseball honoring their heroes of the past. And June 2nd is celebrated as Lou Gehrig Day in MLB. And they celebrate the career and life of one of baseball's most iconic players. I mean, when you talk about Lou Gehrig, you talk about ALS, obviously, you know, known as Lou Gehrig's disease. But that speech he made on July 4th was so inspirational, not just to show, like, how, I guess, your spirit can be in the face of that kind of adversity, right? But one thing I learned through this wonderful video that MLB put together, Lou Gehrig used to send thank you notes to all of his doctors all the time just because – he appreciated them working on him, despite the fact that they were always basically handing him down like the worst news you could tell 100%. A human being, right? But this day is dedicated to raising awareness about ALS, again known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and supporting efforts to find a cure for this neurological disorder. And we just wanted to send love to MLB researcher Sarah Langs, who continues her fight with ALS. That video was dedicated to her, and there are a few people who love the game of baseball as much as Sarah. So MLB honored her today. With an emotional video that really just kind of once again talks about this disease and just how over all this time we still haven't made much progress on finding a cure for it, you know. Sarah Langs is just one of the most wonderful people in baseball, and it's great to have someone like her as an example of how much she can love something despite everything that she's going through, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, obviously it's like one of the worst diseases on the planet.
Yeah.
But like, you see so often, I feel like, with people who are suffering with it in sports, just like how it's amazing how positive they can be.
Yeah.
And then face that kind of stuff. So
I don't think that would be like that.
No, I
it's funny because you want to be like that. You wish you were like that.
Not everyone's like that.
I have a hard time imagining myself being like that.
Yeah. So it is.
I'd run around screaming like, help me or something. I just don't have that level of courage. I think about
it is an incredible amount of like courage and bravery. So I always do, like I said, I was so, I guess, almost like proud of Major League Baseball once they made this a day. And I love MLB doing stuff like this.
Well, and you came up with you said earlier that we should be doing more days like
this. Yeah, I love Roberto Clemente Day. I think he deserves. Awesome. Obviously, we've been doing Jackie Day, and that's amazing. But I feel like there's more stuff. Baseball's got such a beautiful history that and so much of it that's kind of like unknown.
Corbin Carroll Day.
Of course, Corbin Carroll Day. We all race each other on Corbin Carroll Day.
You just got to run
foot races.
You got to steal every single day. Like, you have to steal first pitch every time. You have to steal on Corbin Carroll Day. But I love MLB doing this kind of stuff, and I think they can do more of it.
Well, you bring up a good point, because I know you and I are both big fans of MLB The Show. What they did this year with like the Negro Leagues.
Negro Leagues. That's one thing that I wish Major League Baseball would do more specifically is recognized Negro Leagues and their place in baseball history. But
not only were those so well produced and so cool, right? But like the information.
They're so educational.
They're so educational.
I learned, right? I genuinely learned so much about yeah. Negro Leagues baseball. Right. It was beautiful. And I feel like that's ultimately what these kinds of days can be. ALS is a very scary thing that I don't feel like. No one wants to be talking about ALS. No one wants to be learning about Lou Gehrig's disease. But it's an opportunity for people to learn about that kind of stuff. Obviously, Jackie Robinson Day, an opportunity to learn about what he's meant to the sport and all that. And I think there's plenty of people like that in this sport's history, like Roberto Clemente, who have plenty to kind of offer baseball fans today.
We're also going through some wild times where people are being very mean, you know, and like there's a lot about civil rights for a lot of different groups where everybody deserves to be respected and loved and to be who they want to be, right? So it's like sometimes when we would watch that stuff about Jackie Robinson, it's kind of like, oh, it's hard to imagine this, but that was like when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It's for some reason now in 2023, I don't have a hard time imagining all of that hatred, everything he went through, because we're just in really nasty times where people are really acting like that towards, you know, minority groups and things all over again. It's like history repeating itself. That's the reason why we try to do this, so that we remember to not try to repeat these actions. You know,
I had seen something the other day. Happy Pride Month. The high five was invented by a gay man in Major League Baseball.
Oh, come on.
Washington. They literally, like, I think one of them hit a home run. And so he put his hand up, and the other guy slapped it, and then the next guy hit a home run, and they came back, and he put his hand up and slapped it, and that was the invention of the high five. One of them was a gay man. His career was basically ruined because he was one of Major League Baseball's first openly gay players. So he had a very short career because of it, and I feel like people don't know that. And so happy Pride Month. But like I was saying, there's plenty of stuff that baseball has that you can learn from that I feel like people don't know about.
Oh, yeah, they had a Pride logo. On June 1st, and then they replaced it with the Lou Gehrig logo today on June 2nd. And there were a lot of
people taking victory laps,
homophobic people taking victory laps. And let me tell you,
not so fast, my friend.
That logo is going to be back tomorrow, most likely. So, but more importantly, we want to spread the love and say we can't wait to see all of you guys at Chase Field tomorrow for our takeover. He's very sad. He can't.
Dude, I am genuinely so tight about
it. He's upset
for so many reasons. Obviously, like, it's my first takeover since joining the show, and it's also the Braves. I would like to see them play baseball.
It's a pretty important series, pretty marquee matchup, especially considering that the NL West doesn't really come back until August. And it's not to say that we don't have some big matchups, like you said, the Rays at the end of this month, but they are few and far between, honestly. Mm-hmm. And July does get tougher for this team, but June's still a very winnable month for the Diamondbacks. So that's what kind of makes this fun, and that's what makes, I think, this series important. I think that confidence building. I know momentum isn't a real thing, but it feels like momentum and confidence in baseball is because you play so many games back to back to back, and it's
you look talk about Josh Rojas. Josh was talking about it a lot. You could just it seems like he was frustrated at the plate, and it's an emotional game. It's a game where you fail most of the time, so emotion definitely is a part of it. Yeah. Well, momentum, I think, is definitely real.
So make sure to be there early. We will be out there for batting practice before the gates open to the rest of the public. We'll have different spots where we can stand. Unfortunately, there are going to be like 100 kids on the field or something for the batting practice tomorrow, which is what prevented us from being to have our normal field access. But we will have that back in future takeovers. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we move it over. Let's just go to left field and just like get fly balls all day long. I don't get to do that with my press pass. So this guy's just lurking in the background. He'll be there, though. Make sure to join us. Saul will be there. Espo will be there. I will be there. We'll be having a great time. What are we eating? I don't know yet. I do know that I'm not that excited about the Braves versus dog.
Yeah, man. It's kind of
coleslaw and onions on
that's
that thing.
That's just it.
But, I mean, that's what I'm getting told.
No. Sauces or dressings of any sort. That's
it's not deep fried. It's not chicken instead of a
hot
dog.
Where's the flavor coming from?
I don't know where it's coming from.
I love onions, but come on, man.
You're very anti-coleslaw.
I am. I appreciate a good coleslaw, like we're talking about on a fried chicken sandwich.
I like a spicy fried chicken sandwich. I like the balance.
Yeah,
100%. Right? Like I like the spice and the little sweetness.
It can provide good texture.
Yeah.
But by itself, it's trash. And a hot dog doesn't have enough flavor for it to carry the
load there
coleslaw is Paul George. It is a great number two, but as soon as the coleslaw needs to be the number one, it's not gonna live up. It's gonna fail.
We don't do basketball.
I know, but I knew Damon would appreciate it.
Damon loves it. yeah, but I don't know what we're eating. I'm still thinking the spicy bao buns because you can never go wrong with the spicy or the crispy bao buns.
A nice, good Sonoran dog.
A good Sonoran dog.
Never go wrong with a Sonoran dog.
Sonoran dog is a complete dog.
Yes.
Does not need to be changed. Yes. Does not need to be altered.
It's got the dressings. It's got the toppings. It's got the. It's got bacon. It's got the flavor.
And even if you don't like one of the things on it, chances are just give it a chance.
You all don't even know.
They all go together. Yeah. They're a happy family and they belong together. Don't split them up. But yeah, we'll be out there. Can't wait for that. And of course, if you have not already gotten a takeover ticket, you can get your ticket on Game Time. Last minute prices over there at Game Time. You can save big money. It's the fastest growing ticket app in the country for a reason. And of course, it's how we're getting Diamondbacks games all season long. So it is the perfect place for last minute ticket deals. And of course, if you are just wanting to get in on this now, it's last minute. So get on in on it now. You can find us. I mean, the ushers are kind of nice. Come down front. Come find us wherever we're at. Snag tickets without the stress with Game Time. You can download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PHNX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account, redeem code PHNX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Huge fan of Game Time?
I mean, I would argue the biggest.
Yeah, especially after this fiasco with Ticketmaster. Mm. I stay as far away from Ticketmaster as I humanly can.
But. Yeah, I saw something. It was a concert or something where they like you. Oh, it was the NCAA tournament. You have to pay $25 just to enter like the lottery to get the tickets. On
no,
the
nope.
I'll wait until they're lower on Game Time.
Nope, I am not. I was born at night. I wasn't born last night. Ticketmaster.
You pay for a chance to win the ticket. I'm not playing the lottery.
Nope.
Come on now.
Nope. I've fallen for that gimmick before. I ain't fallen for it again. But if you can't join us at Chase Field, you can get Fubo TV. And here's the beautiful thing about Fubo TV. Those Padres games from MLB are available on Fubo TV. So should anything go wrong with this entire situation with Diamond Sports Group and the Diamondbacks, you will still get to watch your Arizona Diamondbacks on Fubo TV, plus 140 live channels of sports, shows, movies, and news. Stream live TV from any device. And, of course, you can watch the most Arizona sports for the lowest price. You can start watching right now with a 7-day free trial. There's no contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. And it makes Bally Sports so mad. But anyway, there's some great events coming up. Of course, the NHL draft, which our Coyotes crew will be out at. The NBA finals on ABC, which is going to be a clean sweep. They're going to mop the floor with those.
Sorry, David.
But watch your Arizona Diamondbacks with Fubo TV. Use the link in the description to sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. And that's all we got, you guys. We thank you guys so much for being here. You, sir, I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for letting me be here.
I can't wait to talk baseball with you. Yeah, Jesse will be back at some point, whatever. He's got lots of stuff
maybe.
And there was a lot of talk about Jesse's reaction on this video, right? Some positive, some negative. I'm going to weigh in and throw some more negative shade his way. I need some more emotion out of my guy. You know,
Jesse?
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like that's part of his charm is the deadpan. He's
the straight man around there. Yeah, you're right.
Are we talking about the walk-off reaction?
We're talking about the walk-off
reaction. Oh, that reaction. Yeah,
that's
what
I'm talking about.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
Soulless inside.
He was like, yeah, it was a pretty good hit from Corbin there. Yeah. Like, oh, was it now? He just won the game. Of course it was, Jesse.
I literally had to go into the office next door to us, which is not occupied, and we just kind of play soccer, and spoiler alert. And I just had to run around and do laps because I had to expend that extra excitement, like walk-off energy, before I was able to focus myself and do a show, right?
And that video is so good because, like, obviously you two are sitting there, but if you watch it, like, I'm trying to get behind you as it starts, but right as I'm trying to get behind you, Corbin hits it. So then I run behind the couch, and me and Jacob are back there just slapping hands. Going crazy. Meanwhile, the whole time, Suns is live. My Suns is live right on the other side of the room.
My favorite thing was that someone on Suns said that they heard us in the background.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just like,
part of the charm.
But anyway, we appreciate you guys being here, being in the chat. Awesome. Awesome to have you guys. And of course, go Diamondbacks. We will be back on Monday. Mailbag Monday. We'll talk about this series with the Braves and so much more. Something crazy goes happen. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a breaking pod. It'll just be me by myself. But you can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. This guy over here, he's at @Sean_DePaz. That's DePaz. He's also Dub Paz or the loss, depending on what's happened recently. But we're going with Dub Paws for right now. So Damon, of course, is the owner of our team, the Damon's Dogs.
Wait, hold on. Am I allowed? Have I been officially accepted into the Damon Dogs?
Damon, do you want to give
me
the rule?
I would say
this?
Maybe we should start calling it the Damon's Dogs because that's the proper terminology.
Yeah, right.
You can't say it wrong.
Yeah, you can't say it wrong.
Damon's Dogs.
Damon's Dogs.
Step one.
Yes, Damon's
Let's
Dogs.
Say it correctly.
Yeah. Okay, hand up. Sorry, I apologize.
Damon's Dogs? Yeah, we get a little roof.
Well, that's why I didn't want a roof without
yeah,
being.
You're allowed to get on there.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
You got to do it before you follow him on Twitter, though, and then it's a DAWG at the end. But, of course, our show is at @PHNX_DBacks, and all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We thank you guys for being here and joining us on behalf of this ridiculous crew of maniacs.
Misfits.
We thank you so much for your time. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's more fun when you take on the best team in the National League.